This is Seven Nocturnes by Charles North, read during a thunderstorm. 1. Suppose the impossible, that the peeing were the romantic part, and the screwing made everybody leave the room. Except you, of course, and the night, and its meteoric music. Persons skate by like undelivered and undeliverable groceries, freaked out by discourse, as if that were a function of the charge, to board up windows in the skyscraper and have someone or something break through periodically. But the gods are drunk, and large suitcases lining up until some threaten to be architecture, or at worst, architectural sculpture, are inclining towards New Jersey, some semi-glittering en route. 2. While the romantic contribution that one sees oneself by perceiving landscape, since projection is the yew tree of life, thins out into the wash of latter-day psychoanalysis, so ornament during the time the light actively settles means what it says it means. The half-buildings in the narrow world have fallen asleep. A yellow light is emanating from the brain over the Hudson River. If you took up the visible threads and glued them, so they formed one dark gray thread with highlights that implied and also severed all connections, then the present roof, together with its one-time cornice, would enact the precise texture it needs from the virtual. It looks like a horizon, fragment above, outlasting along a different perspective line as the narrow world outlasts its own formations. The state of grace being fed by nothing so much as sheer presence. 3. The gods are fighting to stay awake. Just now, one hurled something over the drawn-in end of the river below. Everything is subsumed. The sleep of landscape. The flowers in the window box, existing when no one is looking. The street, with its bone china, and animadversions toward roots of daylight. Time stops gamely. A large, bloodshot eye, encircled by small, gray, cumulus clouds behind a white shade, a smudge near Mercury. Twin towers at the far end of the spectrum, an inverted pyramid of cheese, tomatoes, and extra cheese. Moments hurtle through over and below open and closed windows, scattering crystals, roars of houseplants. The far piling marbled with green and white light, transfixing the northeast, is discord. 4. I'm thinking of a state somewhere between the existing one and its existing surface. Soaked with all that upholds. Angels wearing coats of breadcrumbs and orange peel. All the talk about subject being a kind of fanfare rather than returning to the sign, which signifies a rather dark night for poetry, despite its ailerons. Colored blue as the moon. There is a small explosion of time as well as additional space to hold it, yet all the space is filled. Yet there is still space, as, strictly speaking, you can't emerge from time dripping with anything, let alone a significant life riveted to its after effects. The linear red implying all that can be said without coming right out and inhabiting a different language. The broken lines and borders intervening on the tree side. The people and their outlines, out of focus, and then sharp indeed. 5. One table is philosophical, 2 are Hegelian, and 3 the main reading room in the library, and if the darkness is expected, then it isn't darkness, which is a start, especially considering the drops of floodlight pushed into the place, one bear or raccoon picking his way into the oncoming traffic, which is legion. The outside grows. Philosophers say you can be shipwrecked from too much thought. They say walking on 2 feet mars the soul, which is tied to the earth in bunches like glass rods gathered into a millefiori, glowing pebbles piling up. But the piling could well be the other, which would help explain its appeal to outer space, and the ocean, or in this case, the bay. I am not now, nor have I ever been, a creative writer. Clams up, as usual. 6. Just as there is no legitimate beginning, the Broadway buildings burst into light. Clothing stores, judicial quarters, restaurants riveted by the full extent of the law, hammering perquisites such as the scored half of the sky, hitting spoons and much too polished foreheads, like thick, thick hair that has just been washed and is staying in place. Or dry is combed and fuller grows more reflecting of its immediate surroundings in which other heads are being washed, being equal in value and texture to the undivided moment. The auxiliary scoreboard just lit up. Has there been a takeover or leveraged buyout of the dark elements by the far less numerous bright and immediate, amounting to a virtual solar system racing within the confines of our orbit? 7. I'm not dismissing it. My heart goes out to those who write, "You really helped my writing." The pigeons inside the window touch the sky, or would if the sky would look down for once without worrying about who is painting it and how long the influence will last, and whether each new substrate removes a portion of history from the readily apparent, the barrels of humidity being launched over the falls that, for most of us, define our becoming lighter even than our mental events. So much air, so much sky and levitation, so many surfaces splintered, newly scored, pried away to form families of surfaces, something like the flattened communities layering southern Florida. Whereupon the cars become trucks and are carrying, with a great deal of noise and effort, the north-south cordage without stopping, even for lights.